Our scripture reading this morning is Numbers chapter 26, beginning at verse 52 and continuing to the end of the chapter. You'll find it in your pew Bible on page 171. Now, there's an awful lot going on in these verses. One is a record that's made briefly, but that's well known in the life of the church. It is the worship innovation of Nadab and Abihu. They are two of the sons of Aaron the priest. As such, they would go into the Holy of Holies, and we're only told that they offered unauthorized fire. We're not told what it was. I think we can assume that their motives were good, that they were sincere. They were worshiping God, as so many do today, according to the inventions of their own hearts, and God smote them. Now, this has often been used as an example of, actually, tonight we'll be preaching from one of the main passages on the regulative principle of worship, that God is to be worshipped in no other way than as revealed in His Word. And here He slays these well-meaning but disobedient priests for bringing unauthorized fire into the temple. Now, we also have here, the point is made that the Levites, unlike the other tribes of Israel, will not inherit land in the land of promise. That's what these verses focus on. As the tribe of Levi, we're at the end of the long list of the census that is taken in the fields of Moab. The people have completed the Exodus journey. They're about to go into the land, and now they're being numbered again. And here we're told the Levites will not have an inheritance of land. But that's not a negative thing. Their inheritance is the Lord. They're set apart exclusively for the worship of God. It's a reminder that the whole people belong to God. We are His portion and He is ours. Now, really what we should be drawing from this whole chapter is the wonderful truth that's made in this second census. It's called the Book of Numbers because there's a counting of Israel twice. The first, many chapters earlier, was at the beginning of the Exodus. They were at Mount Sinai. They were getting ready to wander to the Promised Land. Then the principal purpose of the census was for military organization. And the church, likewise, is often called the church militant. That church living on the earth, we are fighting the good fight of the faith and of the gospel. But here in the second census, the main purpose is the allotment of the inheritance of the land. It's a reminder to us that when our journey is done, individually or corporately, in the return of Christ, then the fight will be over, and ours will be an eternal inheritance that will never fade away. Now, the passage ends by pointing out that none of those in the first census of Israel were included in the second census other than Caleb and Joshua. And that is because of the unbelief of those who left Egypt with Moses. The writer of Hebrews uses this very scenario and reminds us, see to it that none of us has an unbelieving heart. We will be saved not merely by being present in the church, but by personally believing the gospel of Jesus Christ that is preached. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 52 of Numbers 26. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Among these the land shall be divided for inheritance according to the number of names. To a large tribe you shall give a large inheritance, and to a small tribe you shall give a small inheritance. Every tribe shall be given its inheritance in proportion to its list. But the land shall be divided by lot, according to the names of the tribes of their fathers they shall inherit. Their inheritance shall be divided according to lot, between the larger and the smaller." This was the list of the Levites according to their clans: of Gershon, the clan of the Gershonites; of Kohath, the clan of the Kohathites; of Merari, the clan of the Merarites. These are the clans of Levi, the clan of the Libnites, the clan of the Hebronites, the clan of the Mahlites, the clan of the Mushites, the clan of the Korahites. And Kohath was the father of Amram. The name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt. And she bore to Amram Aaron and Moses and Miriam, their sister. And to Aaron were born Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died when they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord. And those listed were 23,000, every male from a month old and upward. For they were not listed among the people of Israel, because there was no inheritance given to them among the people of Israel. These were those listed by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who listed the people of Israel in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. But among these, there was not one of those listed by Moses and Aaron the priest, who had listed the people of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said of them, "You shall die in the wilderness." Not one of them was left, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.